Blog Talk Radio.
OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider Odie, The G Lou Show, hosted by G Lou, Flossie B, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yes, sir. Let's take that ride, homie. Money. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. OG Sundays, back to business. Big G Lou back with a vengeance. Cruising, rolling down the boulevard. I mean the boulevard, we coming way too hard. Big Floss in the gray lacrosse. G Hank in the lack with his wife in the back. What up, I'm in the Benz, about to scoop up Gene. On the way to Block Talk, baby, talk to me. Got the keys to the city like Nip. Rest in peace to the king, we gon' keep this shit lit. 7 days a week, we stay smoky. But Sunday, we listen to them lowrider oldies. With the plaque in the back like snow, but between them a Cadillac, nigga, you know. Every Sunday, we take that ride on the G-Lou Show. My nigga, show you ride. Ride. It's the G-Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Flossy B, G-Lou, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean, OG. Yes, sir. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. One. Come take that ride with us. We in traffic like days and graphics. Church.
Yay, yay. May the church say amen. It is the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. I am G-Lou, your host with the most for the evening, your maestro. Welcome to the show. We are back for another spill. All we want to do is keep it real. It is 9-11. 2022, and before we start, since it is 9/11, we want to give condolences, prayer, you know, moment of silence for anyone who lost their life or was affected by 9/11, 2001, which was 21 years ago. I don't know. I definitely remember that day, but anyone that was affected by that, we send our condolences and just God bless. Moment of silence. Yes, we are back, G-Lou Show. Before we get started, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.Tweed FM, ISM, Dee Dee Harrison, One World Magazine, Street Level Clothing, and the GLUShow.com. Shout-out to my co-hosts, Big Flossy B, Hank Norman, and Queen Jean. That being said, let's get to it. Let me bring in my co-hosts. They are here, Flossy B, Queen Jean. What up, Floss?
Hey, yeah. What location still? No, I'm at the pad. I just pulled up to the pad. What's happening?
Okay, what up, Floss? What up, Queen?
Hey, hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
How you
doing
guys
great.
Hey, Queen.
The Steelers. Shout out to the Steelers.
Tell them how we doing, Queen. Hey, Queen. Hey, G Little niggas had me like a snitch in the gangster party. They got all
I already
like
know,
Elvis,
boy, because y'all just ran up out of there with that one, boy. Shout out to the Steelers, though.
Oh, my God. I can't be going through that this year, Queen Jean. Uh-uh. Yeah. I'll take the win, but I don't want it like that. I don't want that kind of win. Yeah, God damn. But, hey, shout out to my boys, man. They looking real good, man. I like the way they look.
Yeah,
shout out to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, look like we're working with that young talent. Yeah. I'm sitting here just made it home to watch the rest of this Dallas game, man.
I seen a little clip where the coach had gave all his players some black Air Force Ones. They was in the locker room.
Yeah. Them youngsters don't wear all black Air Force Ones. That's why they was clowning.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to homie Mike Tomlin, man. Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, they look like they got him. He looked like he got some happiness in him again.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Steelers. What else going on, y'all?
How about the Raiders?
Man, come on, man. Hey, you know what, though? You know what, though? That Devontae Adams looked great. But Derek Carr,
God,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That quarterback,
I think Carr ran his course, man.
Because there ain't no way, man. All that shit, Devontae, it's just no way we didn't have the points to you know what I mean? It didn't add up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's Carr, buddy. We just can't keep taking these chances, man. That dude, he's iffy. You know, he can play real good, but he could be terrible. And he just don't have no scrambles. He don't know what to do, man, under pressure, man.
It ain't consistent. Ain't no consistency there, it seems like.
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But it is what
it is.
Well,
hey.
Shout out to the winners
Queen
and losers.
I'm here, Queen G. G. Lou, Hank, wherever you at, I'm here. And, hey, let's do what we do, man. Let's take a ride, man.
Let's take it, man. I'm going to let Alex talk to us. Yeah.
I mean to say. Yo, yo, this is Big Claus the Boss, man. We back live on the G-Lou Show every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Lowrider Odie, Progressive Blog Talk Radio, man. The show where they doing it at, man. Where we talk about community issues, you know, hood issues, political issues. You know, we talk about celebrities or whatever. But it's the show where they doing it at, man. We had a lovely Miss Queen Jean brightening up your universe. We got Hanks to the Gangster, bringing joy with laughter. We got G-Lou, man, who puts it all together. And y'all get at us, man, the G-Lou Show, man, every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, the show where they doing it at. G-Lou Show, we in traffic like Davis and Grant.
But I appreciate the G-Lou Show, man, on some real shit. The OGs are rolling, man. I mean, I appreciate the Care of Mac videos. I appreciate everybody who's playing a role, who's calling in, everybody from the Baby Gangsters, Majestic, the Santana, and every other gang out there that's really trying to make a difference in their hood and trying to educate their youngsters, man. We got to figure out a way to turn this tide because they throwing the keys away. They throwing the keys away. They not looking at us a second chance. They not looking at us twice. They're killing us when we they put us in the middle of the street. We're getting killed out there in the middle of the street. So we got to figure out a better way. The only way we can figure out a better way, we got to start from within. We got to start where the poison began. The poison began is because we stopped educating. That's a poison. I appreciate the show, Manny. The G. Luke Show, man. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the partnerships. I just appreciate what we're doing tonight, man. Anytime y'all want to talk about anything particular, I mean, y'all got me.
Yeah.
I'm a part of y'all family now.
Hey, G-Lou. Hey, man, shout out to you, man. Shout out to your pop. You understand me? Giving you the game, lacing you the game up. He wrecking in heaven, man. He down there looking down on you, man. He proud of you, bro. I promise you that.
Oh, he tuning in. He tuning in tonight. Yeah, he tuning in tonight.
Yeah, he proud of you, man. Hey, man, shout out to all the G-Lou listeners, man, that's listening from the land of Japan, from Long Beach to England, man. We back here again Sunday night, man. Shout out to G-Lou. Nigga, to give us, niggas like us, a platform where we can get down there. Shout out to my co-host, man, my nigga, my little bro, man. Flossy D, man. Y'all here, man. Hang to the gangster, man. AKA the Crippling, and I've been banging on these niggas ever since these niggas seen me.
Ever since they seen you, cuz. Hank's to the gangster, y'all. He just pulled up. What up, Hank?
Man, you know what it is, G-Lou. What's happening, baby?
It's all love, love. When we back at it.
Like I see you, man.
Hey, man, what's up, boss?
What's happening with you, baby? Hold on. I'm going to let Queen Jean tell you what's happening. Queen Jean, tell me what's happening. What's up, Queen?
Oh, man, they on one, Hank.
Lay it on him, Queen Jean. Tell me what's happening.
Black and gold, we ain't going to fold, win or lose.
That's one right there. Come on, man. They on one, Hank.
Y'all only Long Beach
team at one today, man. I'm going
to
give you props, man.
Right on, baby.
It's a start. It's a start, though, right? We're going to all be happy when we win, no matter if it's like, we going to always be happy. All of us that have the team.
All right, tonight was a hard night. All right, man.
That's right.
I thought this was a G-Lou show. I didn't think this was a 20 show. I didn't think it was the Rolling 20, the Steelers show, man. I didn't know.
Wow.
Hey, what's up? When your team put on the show, you can be on the show. You got to be on the show.
Come on, man. I ain't mad, man. You know, I grew up with y'all, man. I'm glad when y'all win, too, man. I really don't be hating when the Steelers win.
I had to leave Lil Flossy in the house. You know, the house was full of Cowboy fans, and I started, like, looking like a steak, so I had to get on up out of there, man.
Don't be on you.
Right now, I know the whole mood didn't change down there, so I'm glad I'm out.
Yeah, they looking sad.
Them niggas hot behind.
Brady having his way.
They hot, man. They over there hot.
Brady having his way with the boys.
Hey, Cool J, Lil Front, and all the niggas got their uniforms on. I thought they all got their uniforms on.
All them niggas are hot tonight. Yeah,
all the niggas got their jerseys on today. I said, oh, you niggas came with y'all uniforms on today, huh?
Niggas be ready.
Shout out to the Cowboys, man.
But goddamn it, I hate that Sheriff Brady, man. I hate it have to be here.
Sheriff Brady's in town.
You know, it's a trip. It's a trip because the Cowboys playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I don't like Tampa Bay. I don't like Tom Brady, but I was kind of pulling for the motherfuckers against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't like Tom Brady at all, but I was kind of pulling for him against the Cowboys, man.
That's why I said I don't like him.
Well, he's pulling, but they having their way. He's having his way.
Well, that's a break. Hey, I just don't want him to get started early. I don't want him to think he's the shit early because, you know, if he think he's the shit early, we in trouble.
Yeah. Everybody in trouble. Whole league.
Exactly, man.
Yep, whole league. Yep.
I can't see my team being full of a whole bunch of youngsters and let an old man win it all again.
Man, come on, man. Real, though.
That ain't going to look right. Yeah.
Real, though.
Brady, Sheriff.
He ought to call the Cowboys like he's young again.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I want to shout out to your mother-in-law, man. I see she had a lovely birthday or whatever. Send her my love, man. You know what I mean? I see that.
Happy birthday.
She's still up in there celebrating. Her birthday ain't till Thursday, but they celebrated. They had the drive-thru thing yesterday. And then Thursday, we're going to do something at the house just to all the family, man. We're going to get her cake and all that shit. But they did the drive-thru on this weekend.
Oh, okay. That was a good look. Okay, right on.
What's up?
Right on.
Salute to Grandma.
Yeah, it was beautiful, too, seeing all the people coming up, singing to her. And see, even today when it was going on again, I was like, wow, that is so priceless, very priceless.
And them ladies wasn't no youngsters either. They wasn't no youngsters coming up, getting up off the cars and coming up the stairs. And
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Shout out to my wife for putting it all together, man. Shout out to my wife Lisa for putting that all together, man.
Shout out to Lisa. What up,
hey,
Lisa?
Shout out to the queen, Queen Norman. She's really a strong, strong queen, you know. I have to salute her, you know. How are you doing, though, big bro? How are you feeling?
I'm doing better, man. I got this shit under control, man. It got out of control, man. So I had to cut back on a lot of shit, and I got it under control.
You was looking pretty spiffy today.
Oh yeah, man, nigga, I'm almost back. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm almost back, man. Almost back. I was feeling myself
well,
today,
praise God.
In the beginning of I'm gonna say probably like 2 or 3 days ago was my first time really feeling like my old self again. And I hadn't been feeling like myself for like about 5 or 6 months. I was telling my mom, I'm like, man, I just don't feel like myself. I don't feel like myself. And it was after nigga caught that COVID the last time, man. I just wasn't feeling right, man. And that shit just kept going, and it finally exploded. And that's what it was. So I just got to, you know, I had to cut back on a whole lot of stuff, man. God directed me up my feet, directed my mind, and we figured it all out. And so I ain't had no episodes, man. I ain't had no episodes, and I'm starting to feel like my old self again.
By the grace of God.
Yeah.
That's up.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hey, I want to feel good, but I want to feel like my old self again because I might relapse, nigga. Shit. I ain't trying to relapse. I want to turn back into old Flossy. I want to be the old Flossy, yeah.
I'm not talking about 25-year-old Hank. I'm just talking about my old self before the last 6-7 months.
Exactly.
I ain't finna go back and try to catch now pass, nigga. Not one leg finna be.
Hank, you ain't finna try to go across the middle?
Hell no. Them niggas out there are acting a fool out there. Shit, break my ass in half.
I know that's right.
Yes, sir, man. So, man, hey, and I want to shout out to y'all, man, for all the prayers, man. Shout out to you, G. Lou. You stay in my inbox, my message. You always stay in my shit, man. So I love you, bro. And shout out to you, Frog. You call a nigga out the blue. You know what I'm saying? Call a nigga in a minute. And Quinn, you already know you're my spiritual sister, man. So shout out to you too, man. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for everything.
That part.
Much love, man.
Love on the G Lou show, man. With that being said, you know what I say. Y'all know what I say.
Let's take a ride.
Let's
get in traffic.
Like Daisy
Let me get back in that left lane. Let me get in that left lane right there.
Yeah.
Sundays. His call-in number is 914. 803-4001. 93.3 FM. Ism, baby.
Hold up, we got a caller out there. Let me go to the phone lines. Caller, hello.
Hey, man, why you cut off Rainforest, man? Rain Dance. That was the shit.
That was your shit, man?
Yeah, that's it. Was so fucking fly. I love that song, man. Wow,
you
just cut it off. But anyway,
there you go.
Man, what I want to say, man, I'm chilling, tuning in as usual. I want to say, man, big shout out to Hankster, the gangster. You all right, my boy. Because if you was able to put on that gray-ass suit, nigga, you feeling a lot better. All right. You are. I seen the play. I seen it. I seen this shit, man. I seen it. Put on that suit, nigga. Dad to be in spirits when you put on that suit. And it was laid out. You was dressed. Nigga, that was straight out the closet from the cleaners. Stop playing. Ready. But Flossie, man, I got a bone to pick with Floss, too. Floss, tell me.
Yes, sir.
How did those smoked oysters taste? Because when I saw that shit, I was like, damn. Man, my girl.
Hey, Sweet, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a little Flossie. I don't even eat that.
Man, when I saw
that. I eat the shrimps. I eat the shrimps, though.
I love smoked oysters, man. I had to show them to my girl because, man, she loved them too, and it was like,
yeah, I see they was eating them things like that. I was like, dang. Then they got the little special sauce they put on them. That's the sauce is what they really going crazy over.
It's wow, man, those is the bomb, man. Those
yeah,
the
they
bomb.
They was eating them fresh off the grill. Yeah, they do that all the time. Yeah, but yeah, I can't acquire that taste, man.
Oh my God, if you buy one,
I'm with you, Floss.
You just might like it, and if you try one.
They were trying to tweet. They were trying to get me tonight for everything. I wouldn't buy it. I couldn't do it, man. Dang, I couldn't.
Man, just try one. Be surprised.
If I do it, I think I got to blindfold myself first, man. I just can't. I don't know, man. I can't do it.
You gotta make sure the oyster, nothing else, right? Too slimy. Too
hey, for
slimy.
Real, for real, Queen G. Queen G, you eat the oyster. Queen G, you eat the oyster. You eat oysters.
I only eat them fried. Only fried. I don't eat them like no. I don't eat them raw either. I don't like that. I don't eat okra. But anything that's slimy like that, no, I'm cool.
Don't worry. Because of the smoke. So they're actually cooked through if you smoke them. So they
That's what they was doing to you. They were smoking them. Yeah, they smoked them.
Yeah, man.
It'll be more like a mussel then. It have that mussel texture to it then, huh?
All you need is a little lime or lemon juice. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what they put on it. Yeah, that's what they put on them.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Well, hey.
Y'all can have
it. I don't know. Go listen to Rain Dance. Man, you cut off the OG Pop.
I cut it off.
Like, man,
I cut it off.
I was surprised you even played it to begin with. I'm like, oh, okay. Then he going to cut it all off.
I got you, Tweed. All right,
hey,
I got
Tweed,
you.
Let me say one more thing to Tweed before he go. Tweed, I seen Hank suit too. Hank think he's slick. See, I just been letting him do his little thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you go to church and all of that. But when that winter come, hey, I got something for you.
Tweed.
I got something
Floss
for that.
How about Flosstober?
Hey, Tweed.
Yeah.
Tweed.
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Don't
likewise,
let the niggas talk bad about me when I ain't on the show, Tweed. Don't let them talk bad about me, man.
I got your back, man. I'll check them like a hat rack. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Tweed, I'm tired of the nigga sneaking his suits in on me, nigga, like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Tweed, Floss been my little brother forever, man. He can't jump up and be big all of a sudden. He can't just be bigger brother all of a sudden.
I'm going to stop. Hey, look, you're going to make me stop just waiting for somewhere to go and go to that other side of the closet just on the strip.
Come on, man. Come on,
oh, that's where he keep all the good stuff at.
Hey, Floss.
Pop.
You got to take me back over there to Western when I get back.
Oh, yeah, got to go see Mama Sign. Got to go see her, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got the mean coach and everything.
Hey, Tweet, he talking about Johnny's Big and Tall on Western.
Yeah. Oh, SOG there. But see, I'm a short dude, so I kind of got another spot downtown on, like, Spring and Fifth. Fall up in there, boy.
I know exactly where you at. I know exactly where you at.
They got the shiznit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Hank trying to keep the torch in the air. Yeah, Hank trying to keep the torch in the air.
Oh, yeah, he ain't playing.
Hank's a gangster.
He ain't playing.
I don't know no other way, man. I don't know how to do it no other way, man.
He looking for an event to go to because he ready. Oh, hey, baby, what color should I bust on the ass tonight? That nigga got a multi-rave. Come on. He ain't obvious.
He ain't playing the radio.
He ain't playing, man. That nigga ready for it. He ready.
Yes, sir, sweet. I appreciate it.
Hey, when I seen that suit, I had to think. I said, damn, today's Sunday. Is that nigga going to church? Where that nigga going?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man, hey. Yes, sir.
Let's take a ride,
check this
man.
Out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a ride.
Let me do
this
for
Hank,
man.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
They call it the vapors, Hank.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, for this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm going to do is tell you how to spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know Jesus Ron, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats to biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always said, talking about, nigga, please, you work for UPS. Since he was an old type of big drug dealer, my man, she just wanted to appeal to her. But now he trucks gold to wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging, please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. I got another brother that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta-type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star, now they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee. Better known to y'all as Commander Cool V. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted. Said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted. Now my cousin Vaughn still tried on and on and on till the light break of dawn to put this J-O-B in effect. But they'd look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 88, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a screw on Nova Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death deuterons at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But now things switch when I believe your biz. Do you remember me from Noble Street, G? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
Yeah, this is Big Floss, man. I'm doing it every Sunday night, the G-Lo Lowrider Oldie Show. Yeah, we in traffic like Dayton's and Grants. Hosted by G-Lo, Big Floss, and Hasty the Gangster. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m., man. Tune in where we doing it at. Call in 914-803-4001. Make a request and give a shout-out. The G-Lo Show, Lowrider Oldies. Every Sunday. Tune in, man. Where we talk about it. Church.
that thought it was over, we just made it better. Black people ain't gonna never stop coming together. We got every race out here. Every kind of car, kids. So when you come to these places with us, see your full shit at home. Shouldn't be no hate coming out you if ain't none in you. So leave the bullshit at home, man. We got babies out here, bikes, working class people, Crips, Bloods, Damus, Muslims, Christians. Back up, man, when you see us out here, man. Little children, the little babies, man. And this the DMV. So that was an isolated incident. God bless those people that was involved. But this is really Cali right here, what you see right here.
Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Catch Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. All week, first come, first serve. You can also get your praise on by attending the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. Also, Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon. The Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast is 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Nonprofit organization founder Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels have a free food giveaway every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is accepting donations for food and clothing. He's out early morning, 7 days a week, to make sure that the homeless is fed and kept warm. You can follow Luther Jr. Keith on Facebook and IG. Follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram for custom-made desserts and Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, Gourmet Banana Pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward on Instagram. The OG Banana Pudding, the Caramel, Strawberry, Toffee, Oreo, Peach, and for delivery, 805-738-5943. Also follow Shado Bakery on Instagram as well. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, follow on Instagram at FD Funnel Cakes. Place a phone order at 562-235-2333 from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The last order is taken at 8:45 p.m. The location is 661 East 62nd Street in L.A. You can order online or pick up. The delivery is through DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. They accept cash, debit, or Apple Pay. You can also purchase the Fun Diggity Funnel Cake Mixture at Miracle Market at 800 West Alondra Boulevard. That's in Compton, California, the corner of Compton and Alondra. Also at the Payless Foods at 620 El Segundo Boulevard between El Valon and El Segundo. Also catch Nora Monte Candles on IG for your candles and car fresheners and room fresheners. If you want to get an amazing experience of a facial in the San Diego area, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook. Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California. Ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. Book in advance with a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. The Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH. That's in Long Beach. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment. Fluff and Fold Black-Owned Laundromat at 10024 Hawthorne Boulevard. That's in Englewood, the corner of Century and La Brea, from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. skip, skip transport and lockouts, state to state, and from driveway to driveway. You can contact Dennis Brown at 704-314-7869. Our recommended YouTube channels is, of course, the G. Lou Show, which has the After Hours Oldies Rule Forever and the Blue Room with Queen A. Love. Monday, Let's Talk About It with Big D, Keeping It Real. Friday, live interviews, and Saturdays is Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. Also, G. Lou has a new EP dropping on the 16th of this month. It's Soul of the Streets, Volume 2. Also, check out our website, The G. Lou Show. You can purchase all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk radio shows, and the music catalog of G. Lou. Follow BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realness, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films, and G-Connect. Seti Nash, Incredible Javier, Righteous by Faith, CC Reacts, and also follow Kenya Wear Films on IG. For events, you had Tip-In Tuesday presents Funny Lady of Comedy at Roscoe's Jazz Lounge at 730 East Broadway, Long Beach, California. No cover charge. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7 o'clock. The 17th Annual Taste of Soul will be here, there, Saturday, October the 15th from 10 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. September the 14th, Kendrick Lamar, The Big Stepper Tour at the Crypto Arena at 1111 South Figueroa Street, Ticketmaster for tickets. September the 22nd, Music Soul Child at the Nova, 800 West Olympic, AXS.com for tickets. And you can also see Herbie Hancock September the 28th at the Hollywood Bowl, and that's at 2301 North Highland Boulevard, Salem Seats for tickets. September the 17th, an evening of R&B with Joe and Silk at the Mobile Barnes Amphitheater at 5239 Floyd Road, Southwest, Mapleton, Georgia. Songkick.com for tickets. And then October the 15th, How the West Was Won with Ice Cube, E-40, B-Real, DJ Quick, Exhibit, and Selly. Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. Ticket Smarter for tickets. If you are in need or if you want anything to announce, birthdays, anniversary, shout-outs, you can contact Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook or Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. Happy birthday to anyone who's celebrating a birthday today and anniversary. Thank you for your support of the G. Lou Show. And that's the conclusion of my announcements.
Queen Jean, this is fantastic, man. That was outstanding.
Thank you. I've seen that you and the Queen went and got your car, too, from Teddy.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my boy, man. Man, Ted was together. Man, Ted was a point guard on our 8th grade championship basketball team. He was a backup point guard. That was my dude, man. We was testing about like 14, 12 or 13 years old.
Oh, yeah, Ted.
So you recommend him, huh?
Yeah,
I've been knowing Ted for a long time. I've been remembering when he started selling cars. I've seen him come from two cars to where he at now. Ted is good dude. He's gonna do business. He's gonna do business right. He ain't gonna sell you no bucket, no lemon, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he do good business. That's my boy.
Yes, sir.
Good.
That's the homie.
Shout out to homie Ted. Teddy, what up? Hey.
A lot out of field.
Yeah, so if you're in need of a car, go to that location.
You have a lot out of field right there.
There it is. Let me go to the phone line. Call her hello.
Intergalactic, spectacular, and mathematic. Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening, Malik.
Stop everything on the freeway. Hold on. Is that the jeans? As in Sassoon, Apple Bottom, and that type of shit? Christian Dior? You know, jeans, genetics. I mean, is it anything with the gene? You know, because the root word of that shit means thick. So I'm just trying to see, is this the mean gene? Yes or no? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I got something to do tonight. Okay. So look, check this out. First and foremost, and three most, five most, is some special announcements I want to make. God had put his light on a dude named Hank. So I just want to let y'all know that there's 70,000 veils of light between man and God. You know, I know because I be on planetism. There's some veils of light that's so light that it's considered darkness. Yeah. So when you're dealing with Allah and you're dealing with God, Jesus Christ, Buddha, or you fucking with the Max, you got to know and understand that there's different veils of this shit for you to travel through. So sometimes if you get stuck in the middle of the tunnel, nigga, you're not necessarily lost. You just in another phase of motherfucking light. So when you see brothers like Hank and them, and you know they come up out of that darkness, which y'all thought was darkness, but it was really light. It was really just a path to enlightenment.
Yes, sir.
So in order to travel through the 70,000 veils of light, you have to be able to go through it successfully in order to get the enlightenment to be successful on the other end. And I got this shit from the store. Yeah. Now, I'm going to hit this other character upside the head. Recently, I was invited to a travel situation in Long Beach. And I'm going to say this not because Flossie and the other brothers is my friends and my brothers, but it's the truth. Because I really don't give a fuck where you from is where you at when you fucking with me. But I had the most spectacular time of the summer in the city of Long Beach where them niggas got three problems. They feed you too goddamn much. They smoke you out too motherfucking much. And I ain't had seen no arguments and shit. So I be needing to see, like, fights and shit like that, right? You know, break out so I can, you know, do what we do. So I want to really come in and salute wholeheartedly in the name of God the city of Long Beach and its residents for that beautiful activity that they put down on the beach that had hundreds of people, lots of food and fun. And it's an indication that black unity, poor people unity is a threat to national security.
Yes, sir.
The unification of black people is more powerful than a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, unity is a threat to security. It
truly is.
Unity in our community.
The unification of black people, because black is not necessarily a people as much as it is a condition. Because we come in every flavor in this motherfucking sherbet and this gumbo. So my grandmama, pure Caucasian. But black is not a people as much as it's a condition. And then accept no condition because, see, gangbanging ain't gangbanging. That's poverty. We got to stop letting them put their names on. So my point is this. Keep your motherfucking life on 4.0 happy. Stop absorbing other niggas' energy with them vacancy signs on your forehead. Every time they got a problem, they toss that shit to you. Then they walk off and be happy with that new nigga. Stop it. You didn't come to this motherfucking conjoined at the head, so stop thinking and let niggas be in your motherfucking head. And get you a life and enjoy that sunshine and that weather because your ass ain't in the day room and your ass ain't in that motherfucking dirt. And for you little kids out there, sit your ass down. Don't be in no rush to be grown because that's when you're going to meet the gas department, the water department, the police, taxes. So sit your ass down. When your mama tell you go in the room and sit down and stay in the child's place, you better stay in that motherfucker. Because an adult's place is at the goddamn work site being told what to do. And the penitentiary being told what to do. So don't let nobody rob of your motherfucking happiness. The sadder you are, nigga, on the inside, flip that shit, recycle into happiness. I don't mean you got to go get drunk and have that artificial flavor shit. Fuck all that. Stop living like a savage and detox your motherfucking body for the end of the summer. Get them parasites out your ass. Get rid of them big-ass stomachs and all that old weird shit we got going on as black people. Detox your body. Get your shit like G. Lou, you know, big muscle man type, Jack LaLanne, nigga.
That ain't stepping like you. Hey, look. Hey,
come on, man.
Let's roll one up and take a ride, man.
Yeah, you know,
we'll be right.
Lane, old nigga. Every time a nigga hug you, bust your rib cage, want to do the strong handshake. I know the nigga begins to pussy, so why is he that strong?
Let's take a ride, man.
Pull off
on
this
nigga.
Pull off on this nigga.
Pull off on this nigga. Hurry up.
This is a G ride. This is a G
boy.
Fuck what you going to do. I want to know how niggas get so much pussy. Pull off.
Say, skirt out on that nigga.
Oh my God. I'm gone.
The feeling I first got when I got in the low rider was unbelievable.
And then hug a motherfucking bunch of
I can't believe it. Just the way the car moves and way it just, you know, that's a hell of a feeling, man. Especially when you got the oldies playing, you got the music up. Ain't nothing like it. Oh, I'm like, it's over. I know I'm fucked. Tough ride, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I live to be 120. I'm gonna be on the passenger seat of one of my great-great-grandkids while he's driving, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what I like. Ain't nothing like low ride. I done spent at least, shit, man, I probably didn't spend about $1 million, man. Yeah, it was worth it. Because that's what I love. Anytime you're doing something you love, it got to be worth it. The link between cars and the gang culture, you know what I'm saying? That's from day one. Low ride was an escape for gang members because it was something else to do. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't just hanging around the neighborhood or going in somebody's neighborhood looking for somebody to shoot or beat up. You know what I'm saying? It was a relief. You could have fun. You could do something else.
Your love. Shout out to G Lou. Shout out to Flossy P. Shout out to G Hay, man. We doing it today, man. We was already, matter of fact, we was already done before they even thought about it, man. I appreciate y'all allowing me to come on your platform and express myself in a way that reach out to all these individuals on the airways, on the byways, and the highways, because we live from the land of Japan, man. And we don't stop, man. If we can't get it, it can't get got. In the famous words of Touche Turtle.
That's
fun, man. Shout out to Kid Mac Videos, man. Y'all go watch that, man. Push that button, man. He needs y'all. Hey, man, like I said, I appreciate y'all letting me ride, man. We jumped to the phone, man.
I gotta tell y'all this, man. I seen this hoe tonight, man, and she looked like she was going through some problems. So I said, "Hoe, you all right?" She said, "Yeah, I'm just hoeing through some shit right now." I said, "I'm just hoeing through some shit right now." I said, "I heard that, but get your own."
Gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me
for the
love I give to you. Oh, baby, for the love that I give to you. If you could give me your heart, I know that you would listen. And I can't say for myself that I've been good. Thank you.
Back live at OG Sundays, fabulous slow rider oldies. I got my boy Hank to the gangster with me. Hank, anything coming up we got to mention though? I forgot to ask you, bro.
No, I ain't got nothing coming up, man. Working on some things though, you know what I mean? But I ain't got nothing coming up. I just got out the hospital, man. So I ain't planning on
right.
Doing
Hank said, man, nigga. Hank said, man, you know I just had to ask, man, you know.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, G-Lo. But I got a movie I'm working on, though. I'm working on a movie, man, and I can't tell y'all exactly what it is, but pretty soon I'll be able to give you the name of it and anything.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We'll just keep them posted. Man. We'll just keep them posted, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just had to check in with my big homie.
Thanks,
y'all. Keep him in it. Keep him in your prayers, you dig? And
please,
let me do this one right here.
Please.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Please keep Hank in your prayers at all times, man. Please do that. Hey, check this out, Hank. I'm going to do this one right here for Miss Kenya Ware. She's listening in right now, and she sends her love to everyone out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want to do this for Kenya Ware. What up, Kenya? Yes. OG Sunday.
Thank you. Hey, this is Kenya Ware of Kenya Ware Fans, and I want to give a shout-out to the best, and I mean the best, the Low Rider Show on a Sunday evening at 7 p.m. That's the Hulu Show, Low Rider, and I want to say hello, hey, to Flossie, Hanks to the Gangster, and the Queen, and yes, y'all better bow down to the Queen. Don't forget to listen in to the Hulu Show, 7 p.m. Bye. You can't start to
people, don't you agree? OG Sunday, Trappin' Slow Rider, Oldies, G Lou, Flossie B, Hank Norman, Queen Jean. Shout out again to beautiful Kenya Ware. What's up, sweetheart?
Okay, well this is Big O, man, the founding member of No Limits, the Real Untouchable, aka TRU, and you listen to the G Lou Show.
Subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. I said, black is beautiful. Just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Gonna sit up in the room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity? And well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Made me take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back. I don't know. You see, I wasn't raised like that, Joe. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. Now, I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Why don't you just go away, little boy? You see, I am not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Oh, I know, I understand, I recognize the fact that your lips, oh, so sweet, ow! But it don't look like our lips change. We'll never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man. And I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Hey, hey. Cause when you need me like this, whoa, baby, you're getting kinda hard for me to understand. So my man, just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy. Before I do,
another Saturday. Sweet, strange little boy, 'cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, when you need me, 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 when you walk across the tide like this, you're getting just a little bit too hard for me to resist. So why don't you go on away, little boy? For I, for I, why don't you just leave me alone? You know what I mean? Go ahead, take your things with you, your albums and all them Playboy magazines, and just go on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Well, don't pull me like this. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't suck my earlobes like that. And don't. Oh, baby. Well, look. You think you can get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well stay. Stay. Might as well stay. Don't go away. You can be my man one more time. And this time I'm gonna try harder too, sweet baby. This time I'm gonna be sweeter.
Shit, man. I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G-Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G-Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at the damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, special shout-out to the homie Snow. I think he just got married tonight or today or something. So shout-out to Snow and his new wife, Melody. Congratulations, homie.
Oh,
bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Loop Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Yeah, man, my Jesus is real, man. I'm going to tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, sin stupid to grasp to. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'ma keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times and they thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house and I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple losses, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk you through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way, I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
Attempted suicide. It didn't work. Then it had to be a reason, cause his grace gave me work. I done been on my deathbed. Gunshots, couldn't see the devil coming, cause my mind's on rock. On my way to doing life, blew a bag and a murder. Seen the tears in my baby's eyes. She was hurt, so I got on my face and begging God for his favor. I heard the homies laughing, so I prayed with my neighbor. I done enough dirt in the streets, and I don't really want to deal with the soap. Did I reap? Ricky Harris said it all one night at the church. Me and Hank both smiled, not knowing it was her. I called a homie home, but I never forget that man. Bless me in the church and the death comedy jam.
Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
Was untouchable, I stayed fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had to eat, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led to prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burden, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. Started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
Jesus is real.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call
you. What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like he was an angel already, man.
Yeah, he was.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real. Yeah.
That's what he did say, Hank.
So, no, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Jesus is real, man.
Yeah.
I listened to the song, I can just see the video. I remember when you guys performed that, and I zeroed in on Nephew Michael's tennis shoes. He had on some yellow sneakers. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you guys was up there, you, Mike, and Perry, rocking it in the church.
Yeah, we did that at the church. We did it at about 2 or 3 churches. Yeah.
Even you guys did it at that event at the school for the kids for the backpack giveaway.
Yeah, that was at King Park. Yes, sir, in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now it's in the we got it on the we're trying to get it on the radio, but they got it. It's like the it's like number 8 or number 9. We start off at 10 like a week ago, so we're trying to get it up here, man. We're trying to get it out there. Let somebody hear.
Oh, you gonna get there.
Oh, that's yeah, God gonna do that one.
Uh-huh.
That part.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Well, you know it's about that time. You know it's about that time, man. We got a few minutes left, so we're going to let y'all take us out of here with some kind words, you know, to help these people get through this tough week we got ahead, man.
Yeah. Let me give a shout-out to Tweed, man. Shout-out to Tweed, man, for always staying down with us. He don't know. He really part of this show. He be listening like a faithful faithful fan, but he really liked the background. Joe Jackson or somebody, the Suge Knight in the shadows. But shout out to Tweet,
shout
man.
Out to Tweet.
Shout out to my G New family, man. This Floss the Boss, man. I'm hoping everybody, we're going into the summer. The summer ain't over with yet. We got Flosstober, y'all. So G Lou, talking about what's going on. I'm going to tell y'all. Flosstober coming. So we're going to get ready for this Taste of Soul, man. That's what we're going to do. All Flosstober long. But
Yes, man,
shout out to everybody tuning in. Huh?
I said that's gonna be nice.
Oh yeah. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight. Shout out to all the winners and the losers. That's the truth. Nobody in NFC won a game today. That's crazy. You know what I mean? But we be back. I know everybody be back to the drawing board next week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We glad football season is back so everybody can enjoy themselves though, and we here on the G Lou Show. We always gonna be back. You dig what I'm saying? But man, it's Floss the Boss, man. I love all y'all, man. Enjoy your evening and God bless y'all and stay out the way of your blessings, man. Floss the Boss, man.
Yes,
sir. Much love, Flossie.
Bossy Flossie. Hey,
okay.
I'm gonna slide in and slide out. G Lou, I'm gonna piggyback off of what Flossie said. I'm definitely happy. Football season is back. You know, we've been waiting on this.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing. Shout out to the winners and losers. I was one of the losers, but we ain't tripping. We got to get it together. But, you know, we'll figure it out. But shout out to the Raiders. Shout out to everyone else out there. Thank you for all the love and support. Continue support. Keep tapping in because we're going to be tapped in right here with you every Sunday night. That's what we will do, and we will be right here. We will be consistent with this. So shout out to all of y'all who continue to support us. We appreciate the love. Shout out to our sponsors, loved ones, family. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And I'm out.
Queen, how you want to do it? You
okay.
Going to go left?
No, I'm going to go now. I thank you. Shout out to you guys, G. Lou, Hank, and Flossie. And also to the people out there, thank you for tuning in and supporting our show. I just want to leave you with this to take to the beginning of the week. And turn your wounds into wisdom and get out of God's way. Turn your wounds into wisdom and get out of God's way. And I even take note to that for myself. Get your grace and mercy and peace and love to everybody. And continue to take care of yourself. You know, follow those rules. And much love to you all. Peace and love. Ashe.
Hey, well, y'all know what it is, man. It's we made it through another one at the G Lou Show, man. Shout out to all the G Lou listeners out there listening from the land of Japan, from Long Beach, England, man. Y'all know we love you. Shout out to you, G Lou, man, for giving us cats like us, man, a platform we can get down at. Shout out to you, boss. You know you my nigga, man. And shout out to you, Queen, my spiritual leader, man. I love you. I'm gonna say this, man. Keep on living life like God is watching. And when they say that he'll be a lawyer in the courtroom or he'll be a doctor in the hospital, that's what he was for me, man. And so I'm a living witness, man. He'll be a doctor in the hospital for you, man. Lean on him, the great Elohim, the great El Shaddai, yeah, the Almighty God. Lean on him, man. He make it all right. I'm a witness.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. There it is, y'all. With that being said, we're going to slide up out of here. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Stay blessed.
Peace and love.
We out.
Yes, sir.